As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
If you've ever wanted a custom plate, come explore all the different ways you can express your personality and interest with My Plates. MyPlates.com is Texas's one-stop plate shop for all specialty and personalized plates in Texas, where you get to choose your own unique message, background, and even symbols. At My Plates, you can honor your school, your country, or just have a little bit of fun. My Plates helps you choose from over 500 Texas license plate styles, many starting as low as $30 per year. Create yours at MyPlates.com. Whatever you're looking for, they've got that at MyPlates.com.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Folks, the run-up to the interviews on the introduction segment going to be shorter than usual because I have not one but two interviews. And they're focused on national security. They're focused on our well-being. They're also focused on the abuses of government. This last week and the previous weekend, we saw just all manner of examples of weak American leadership, incompetent American leadership, basically expressing itself in Iranian drones and missiles being fired at the Jewish state of Israel. We saw the FISA renewal where 86 Republicans said, you know what? If the FBI is going to spy on Americans, we're going to say, you know what? They don't have to get a warrant. We're going to say that. And we're going to reject an amendment offered by Andy Biggs to force the government to get a warrant if they want to spy on Americans. Because a government that would require that warrant is a government that actually prizes its people over the government. And that's currently not our elected officials. Because what we know about the FISA system, the 702 as it's called, the FISA portion of the Patriot Act, it has been abused over 3 million times. We know that it was used by crooked and corrupt politicians and crooked and corrupt members of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to launch a falsely predicated investigation on President Trump. And that was the Crossfire Hurricane incident. So I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to play an entire soundbite, 3 minutes long, of Elise Stefanik, Republican from New York, grilling the FBI director, such as he is, Christopher Wray. Now, you're going to hear something referred to as the IAA, which you need to know. The IAA is the Intelligence Authorization Act. Okay? This is what requires the FBI to stop abusing our rights and our liberties and taking over, basically, which many of them, under the direction of Christopher Wray, appear to want to do. So you're going to hear this grilling. I'm going to resist any commentary. I just want you to hear it in its entirety. And you guys tell me at the end of it, do you believe that Christopher Wray and the FBI he commands is worthy of the American people's money and trust? Listen to this.
In front of this very committee in an open session, your predecessor, Jim Comey, testified that he did not follow the proper protocol regarding the notification of Congress of the opening of the Crossfire Hurricane, that will be the counterintelligence investigation into President Trump in 2016. To address this illegal abuse of power by the FBI, this committee included direction to the FBI in the IAA, requiring notification to congressional leadership of any counterintel investigation into a federal candidate for office. Is there any counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
It's I would just say I'll refer you to the special counsel who has...
It's not a question about the special counsel. Right. That's a requirement in the IAA of the FBI. Is there a counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
There's no investigation that I could confirm here, no.
Is there a counterintelligence investigation?
Again, I'm not confirming any investigation into either candidate.
Are you aware that you're required by the IAA to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation?
And we will comply with the law.
Have you already complied with the law? Has there been a notification?
I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
You believe you have been, or has there been a notification to Congress of any counterintelligence investigation of a federal candidate?
I believe we have complied with the law.
Has there been a counterintel assessment conducted on either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, there's no assessment that I would confirm here in any way. I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
How about on an immediate family member, and by that I mean spouses or children, of either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, I'm not in the business of confirming, especially not in open hearings, assessments or anything like that when it comes to counterintelligence matters.
So you will confirm in the classified setting when we ask you this question of whether there's a counterintelligence investigation, because you are aware that according to the IAA, you are required by law to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation, not just for presidential candidates, but any federal candidate.
We will comply with the law.
So you will answer this in the classified hearing later today?
We will comply with the law.
And what's your understanding of the law?
There's a whole series of oversight requirements that we have related to counterintelligence matters. I'm not going to try to go through all of them.
But specifically the notification of Congress of a counterintel investigation onto a federal candidate. What is your understanding of the law?
Again, I would want to refer to the lawyers to make sure that I'm appropriately complying with it, but I can tell you we're going to comply with the law, and my understanding is we have been.
Is your assessment that you're required to notify Congress of any counterintel investigation into any federal candidate?
I'm going to defer to the lawyers as to the precision of that.
You're the director of the FBI. They report to you. What is your understanding of the requirement in the IAA?
We're going to comply with the law, including whatever's in the IAA.
Did you hear his dismissive little giggle there? Folks, simple question for you. Do you trust the FBI under Christopher Wray? And if you don't, after what you just heard, why do your elected officials continue to send your money to a crooked enterprise that is now devolved into the current FBI? And why do your elected officials keep on voting to give power to an FBI that has already proven it abuses that power and will continue to abuse that power and continue to resist any and all efforts to bring it to heel so it stops abusing our people? We have some national security experts coming in next, not only commenting on what's happening with the FISA requirement, not only what's happening in the ranks of the press, but also what's happening down there on the borders. It's a jam-packed Salcedo Storm podcast coming your way next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy, and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile. They have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network. They have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code STORM, you support me. and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/storm.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Newsmax contributor, and he's the president of Project Sentinel. Sir, welcome back.
Of course, always great to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Catherine Herridge giving testimony yesterday. I want to play the soundbite because I think it's very important for folks to hear what, and for everybody who is not aware of why she was up there. She had her records seized by CBS. These are confidential sources, and that's how she's able to get people to trust her to basically out what our government has been doing to us outside of the law. And this was her response. Listen.
Get the files back. If I didn't have the support of SAG-AFTRA really publicly standing up for journalism, I don't believe that I would have received the files and they would have been returned. And I just want to be clear, Congressman, wherever you work, if this happened to you, it's an attack on free press. It's an attack on the First Amendment. It makes it more challenging for reporters to work in the future. That disrupts the free flow of information to the public. They call it a profession for a reason, because it's about an informed electorate, and it's a cornerstone of our democracy. I can only speak for myself. When my records were seized, I felt it was a journalistic rape.
Colonel, journalism, the only profession that is mentioned in the U.S. Constitution, because the Founding Fathers believed it was a vital check on absolute government power. And this was a direct attack on it, no?
It was. And the reason it was an attack on it is because the government and the Founding Fathers, well, the Founding Fathers knew the government, once it became a behemoth, which it is, needed to be checked. And even during, I encourage people to go back and watch Revolutionary War, popular culture things. One of the series I watched was something called Turn. Was about George Washington and spies, and, oh, by the way, yellow journalism, people lying about Washington. So the Founding Fathers' guidance that they put in place regarding the protection of the press meant that they had to go both ways. They knew that there would be members of the media who did not report accurately. They actually endured that. So, every time I hear about this, this information is like, yeah, it's been going on forever. But the fundamental issue is this. There needs to be an element outside the government that can criticize the government, right or wrong. And it's interesting that they always fact-check us, but never fact-check their side.
Yep.
So it's like you're only allowed to have one side. And that's the issue with Catherine. Catherine didn't take a side. Catherine's job, as she said in her testimony, was call balls and strikes, which I think is the ultimate mark of a real journalist. Hey, just the facts, ma'am, as Joe Friday used to say. And this is what is dangerous. And Catherine has gone and reported on both sides. Look, full disclosure, she reported when I became a whistleblower against the Bush 43 White House, when I was blowing the whistle on a 9/11 failure. So that was clearly not a Republican, pro-Republican effort. She, I testified. She was a reporter on the issue. Going up against the government, the Bush 43 government.
See, and again, so, but wait a minute. But see, now Bush, to his credit, I suppose, didn't go after the reporter, didn't go after Catherine Herridge to get her fired. Obama, on the other hand, Obama and leftists, when you leak on them, they go after, you saw what they did.
Absolutely.
You saw what they did to James Rosen. You saw what Eric Holder and Barack Obama did to Cheryl Atkinson. CBS fired Cheryl Atkinson because they got word from left-wingers, because left-wingers cannot stomach being challenged. That's why they gravitate toward government. They love force, and whenever they're challenged, they'll go after anybody. The Constitution be damned. That's why I believe the left is incredibly dangerous in what they're doing right now, and it seems CBS... And this is my biggest concern, Colonel, and tell me if you share it. Who CBS showed these confidential files to? They claim they didn't show it to anybody, but we have no chain of custody. We have no way of knowing for however many days they possessed these classified, these confidential, I should say, documents of Catherine Herridge, what they did with them. And that's my concern.
Oh, yeah, of course. Now, you outlined the... unholy marriage of the deep state, the permanent bureaucracy, and the Democrat Party, because the very thing you said, neither one wants accountability. They both want to be essentially left alone to do bad. And that's why our side, for better or for worse, does actually allow these. If it wasn't for our side, Chris, we wouldn't have a free press at this point, because you point out correctly that there are members of our side who really do value the founding fathers' a guidance in the Constitution. But back to your point, look, we have to recognize that the very essence of the way things have played out, we've seen a greater degree of compromise. The very thing you said regarding CBS seizing records. No, the right answer is, hey, Catherine, we're letting you go. Grab your stuff and go.
Yeah.
No, they threw her out of the building, Chris. They escorted her out. And full disclosure, I've spoken to Catherine. I think your audience knows this.
Yep.
They just came and said, you are leaving now. So it's kind of like, gee, why would you separate a reporter from the documents? Because you want to look at it. That's why they did it. And I'm sorry, I wasn't born yesterday. I've spent almost 40 years serving this country in a variety of intelligence roles. And yeah, someone looked at those. I kind of know. I don't know, but I kind of have a really good inkling who it was and why they did it. And I think it all goes back to a guy named Hunter Biden.
Well, hell, look, yes, Hunter Biden, because again, Catherine Herridge was doing reporting, fair reporting on Hunter Biden, on Joe Biden, on the origins of, and to see if there was any there on the origins of these allegations that Joe Biden has sold out this country to foreign enemies and adversaries. That's what she was doing. Now, and again, CBS has a history, and that's what I'm trying to establish. They have a history of collusion with big government to stop investigations into leftists. They don't have they don't have that relationship with Republicans. Oh, no. It was CBS News. Remember, what was it? Mapes and Dan Rather who attacked George W. Bush falsely. Did George W. Bush go after Mapes and get rid of her, get rid of Dan Rather? And did they fire Dan Rather and seize his records? No.
Right.
Because that's the good type of reporting when you take down a Republican. But when you go after a Democrat, CBS says to hell with that. They fire you. They seize your records. And goodness knows who they're showing those files to. Yeah?
Oh, no. And look at the names who pop up. Remember a guy named Ben Rhodes, failed novelist?
Yes.
At the time Ben Rhodes was advising a guy named Obama, his brother David Rhodes was running CBS News.
Huh? I'm sure that's just a
coincidence.
That's just a coincidence. I'm sure that has nothing to do, no bearing whatsoever on what's going on here. Folks, we're talking to Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is a man of many talents, CIA trained, Project Sentinel. He is the president of that fine organization. There's another bit of testimony I want you to comment on. I'm not going to play this entire soundbite. I'm going to give a heads up to my friends at Newsmax, too. Guys, I'm going to be talking a little bit about what's going on Capitol Hill yesterday with Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray was giving testimony. And this is a 3-minute soundbite. I am not going to play the entire 3-minute soundbite. I'm just going to give you enough so the folks at home get an understanding of who Christopher Wray is and what the FBI is under Christopher Wray. This is Elise Stefanik asking the FBI director, such as he is, some very simple questions. Colonel, listen.
In front of this very committee in an open session, your predecessor, Jim Comey, testified that he did not follow the proper protocol regarding the notification of Congress of the opening of the Crossfire Hurricane, that would be the counterintelligence investigation into President Trump in 2016. To address this illegal abuse of power by the FBI, this committee included direction to the FBI in the IAA, requiring notification to congressional leadership of any counter-intel investigation into a federal candidate for office. Is there any counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I would just say I'll refer you to the special counsel who has...
It's not a question about the special counsel. Right. That's a requirement in the IAA of the FBI. Is there a counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
There's no investigation that I could confirm here, no.
That I could confirm here. That Colonel, this is online and it's catching fire. They're saying Crossfire Hurricane Part 2. What is your evaluation?
Absolutely. Look, there's no doubt at this point, Chris, that the decision, the internal decision of the deep state, whatever you want to call it, the permanent bureaucracy, is that they don't want Trump, period. The federal government has an immense amount of power that they've accumulated over the years. This is why I'm a big 10th Amendment guy. You and I are 10th Amendment guys.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh, man. And so if you give unregulated, supervised power to bureaucrats, they're going to use it. That's why I'm against the 702 FISA renewal. They've abused that. Andrew McCabe actually said on CNN yesterday, imagine this. Oh, yeah, we made mistakes. We abused Carter Page. So why on earth would any rational person provide the authority to again, unelected bureaucrats to meddle in everything from presidential elections to, gee, should you have gone to church on Sunday and gotten the Catholic Eucharist? That makes you a terrorist. I mean, seriously, I'm being a bit light about it, but I'm
you're
trying to outline how serious their departures from any sense of proportionality is at this point, and I think they're going to go after Trump again.
Under Christopher Wray, we have left the borders open and left our country under under threat of a terrorist attack, and he actually right. testified on that yesterday. And under Christopher Wray, we have the FBI busting down the doors of Catholic families with weapons drawn to threaten and intimidate children because they happen to have Catholic parents. And this is Christopher Wray's FBI, an FBI that has been turned into an enemy of our people, not a protector of our people. Is that being pejorative?
No, look, I have seen the FBI's abuse firsthand over the past 10 years. And as you know, we don't want to get to it today, but, you know, a guy named Bill Barr called me and waved me off my own investigation, demanding I turn it over to the FBI, who then promptly lost it. How do you lose an investigation, Chris? I don't know. But they did, because it was going against the sensibility of the permanent state that wanted to make sure that President Trump was not permitted to be president again. And again, that's where we're at now. And,
and
one of the notable features of this thing yesterday, one of the things I would do, Chris, if I were the Republicans in the Senate, I would put Chris Wray as the first witness against Mayorkas and the impeachments. Like he's saying, he's left the border open and made his charge harder. And then I'd go back and impeach Christopher Wray for not doing his job for the past 3 years, focusing on Catholics and individuals who express their First Amendment rights over actually protecting the homeland from external threats.
Oh, yes. And also ignoring, you know, the firebombings of pro-life clinics while he went where he sent his goose steppers out to threaten and intimidate pro-life people who maybe step 1 foot over a line, some imaginary line in an abortion clinic, or a Catholic father who got between a crazed pro-abortionist and his 12-year-old son. I mean, oh, the horror. Look, I've got to ask you about the terrorist attack, not only on the United States, that Christopher Wray is saying, oh, no, another Soviet style or Moscow style terrorist threat could be we're in store for America. And of course, he's saying we got to renew FISA because of this. But of course, it has nothing to do with the open border, he would contend. But then also the terrorist threat against Israel coming from the nation state of Iran after Israel had attacked one of their embassies. What are you hearing about both of those, both attacks on Israel and the United States?
Well, I can tell you that as a member of law enforcement in Virginia, I am actively working in that role with my colleagues and counterparts in multiple states for their homeland security apparatus. And notably, I did say states. I didn't say federal government. I'm just saying. And there are state efforts to actually look at this realistically. I'll be blunt. A lot of states at this point don't even trust the federal government and what it can do. I'm just saying it is what it is because of the politicization. So this is the issue. It's like, yeah, we know we have real threats, Chris. We know the Iranians are out up to no good. We know there are actual foreign threats who want to do things. But the thing is, the federal government's been so compromised. State-level jurisdictional law enforcement are skeptical of anything they get from the federal government.
I think
that's a twofer.
Yeah,
that's a twofer. You lose the confidence in the federal government, both at the individual level and the state level. It's a very dangerous situation.
That's key to understand. The states now no longer trust the federal government because
right.
The federal government appears to be doing the job of our enemies and adversaries.
Yeah.
So the states have no other choice but to reassert their constitutional roles, which, by the way, should never have been usurped from them to begin with. As we'll end our conversation, Colonel, where we started it, with the U.S. Constitution. Colonel Tony Schaefer, Project Sentinel, sir, always appreciate the time and the visit.
Thank you, Chris.
Let me bring in Art Del Cueto. He is the vice president and spokesperson for the National Border Patrol Council. Art, welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Nice to have you, sir. Texas National Guardsman, a specialist. This is the third story I was going to bring up to you. Texas National Guardsman, a specialist, Savion Amari Donovan Johnson, was deployed to the Eagle Pass crossing, and he was chased down by cops in a chase and arrested after it was revealed that he was smuggling illegal aliens as a Texas Guardsman across the United States for $5,000-$6,000 a pop. Now, I said this man betrayed his uniform and betrayed his countrymen. Governor Greg Abbott full out called him a traitor. What do you call him?
No, that's 100% right. He's a traitor, and it's awful that, you know, he crossed that line. What's interesting to see is what individuals was he charging that money for crossing him further? Because right now, it's pretty much been a free for all where everyone can just ask for asylum and get released. So it's interesting. I think the majority of the individuals that actually would pay or would go that extra mile to come through in a form for somebody to smuggle them are more than likely individuals that actually have some kind of serious criminal background. So, I think obviously it's awful what he did, but I think we need to hear the rest of the story. We should, the American public needs to know what individuals was he smuggling in and how many did he get to smuggle? And again, it's because it's so easy to come across, ask for asylum, get released. I'm scared of what he actually got to smuggle through, what individuals he actually got through.
Right. Was he delivering women or children into sex slavery into this country?
Exactly.
Was he delivering a radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorist into this country? We really should know. And my question is, now, this government official, a Texas National Guardsman, got behind the wheel and participated in the physical implementation of illegal immigration into the United States. How is what he did different from what our very own government is doing by facilitating and in some cases coordinating with individuals who are doing massive uncontrolled illegal immigration into the United States?
Well, I think the major difference is people fail to see this sometimes, and I get it. And there's a lot of frustration over the immigration issue and what the government is doing and everything that's happening. But unfortunately, and realistically, though, the U.S. government right now is when you're seeing these individuals that are coming across asking for asylum and getting released, that is the law still. And that was the law under the last administration. The difference, of course, being, that this administration has encouraged come one, come all. They're not going through a faster process of vetting individuals. And what I mean by that is they come across, they ask for asylum, and they get released. And they give them a court date later on that they're hoping they appear. All that is part of the law, right? All that is in all those laws are in the books. It's nothing new that this administration put together. Unfortunately, it's just been so mass because these people have created that magnet for people to come across. Now, when it comes to, somebody like this National Guardsman, he was just bringing people. He was just taking people in. There was no fingerprinting, no vetting, no nothing, just releasing them. And that's, I think, the difficult part. People need to understand that, it's horrible, right? The mass amounts of people that are coming across that are getting released to the United States. But those people were getting vetted to some degree, again. And I say it's to some degree because when you fingerprint them, the only way you're going to find out what record they have is if they're in our system. If they've committed a crime somewhere else, it's different. So there is some type of vetting process, and obviously, you know, the policies are the problem under this administration, but the laws of immigration have been the same, and that's what the reality is.
And we've been telling the Chris Salcedo Show audience for years that these laws, a fifth grader could have made better laws, and it wasn't by accident. It's not an accident that Republicans and Democrats colluded to say, hey, all you got to do is show up to the border and say the magic A word and you get in. That is not an accident. That is Washington, D.C. colluding against the American people to ensure no matter how much we protest, no matter how much we gripe, it's quote unquote legal to allow massive amounts of illegal aliens to come into this country. And because it's quote unquote the law. Now, Mr. Dacueto, you already made reference to this, and I want to touch base on the millions of illegal aliens who did not stop to get some sort of quote-unquote vetting. What keeps you up at night knowing what the FBI has been warning us against?
Look, this is what is, I think, the most frustrating. Okay, there's individuals like myself, and I hate to, you know, say, oh, point the finger and say, oh, look, I've been doing it, you know, but there's individuals like myself, there's individuals like Brandon Judd, who's the national president. We've been warning people for a long, long time about these issues. We've been warning, look, there's a lot of individuals that come across that don't get vetted, don't get detected. Those are the famous gotaways, right?
Yep.
And again, what's even worse is the number that you're going to hear from the government when it comes to gotaways is not the real number, because there's no accurate way to actually them know how many people have gotten through, how many have gotten away. And that's what's frustrating. But you got to remember, if we've apprehended individuals, and this is according to CBP numbers, from over 160 different countries, and they've apprehended people on the terrorist watch list, yet you have, you know, millions that have gotten through and not apprehended at all. I mean, you said it best, you know. A fifth grader can figure that one out and tell you, hey, look, somebody's come through that is going to harm this country. Not to mention those that come through that you know, may have a criminal background in their country, but they're getting released because there's nothing on our records. So that's, I think, the biggest issue that upsets me. And again, we've been warning people for a long time, but then you get somebody else, you know, I mean, obviously with more of a three letters in their title, that all of a sudden they're saying something and people are like, oh, wait, it must be true. Well, it is true. But again, we've been warning people for a long time. And unfortunately, I hate to sound like one of these conspiracy theorists, because you know, they always categorize you in that
mm-hmm.
area. But the reality is, I don't think it's if it's going to happen, but when it's going to happen. And people are, again, open your eyes. It doesn't have to be something as horrific or as one event like 9/11, it could be smaller events here and there that just continue to disrupt our country more and more.
Exactly. And you know what? You have probably seen the same briefings that our constabulary across the country is receiving from the FBI, saying it's not a matter of if, but when, because of these open borders, we get a terror attack. Let me ask you about that. I got two questions. I only got about 3 minutes left. The U.S. is about to send billions of dollars overseas to fund overseas adventurism while the American border remains wide open and, of course, tees up this imminent terrorist attack. Just as an American, do you think it's right to leave the homeland open to attack while you send billions overseas to fight overseas wars?
No, of course not. I think it's horrific. But again, I'll even expand on that. I don't think it's just so much that they're leaving the homeland open and giving money to other countries so they can protect their own borders. But they've taken an extra step of not just leaving it open, but they've encouraged more people to come across.
Yep.
And they themselves have allowed themselves to import even more and more, you know, individuals and criminals into our country alone.
Well, and again, back to the FBI. They said the terror attack is imminent. It's going to happen because of these policies. Meanwhile, you got politicians from both parties who have been implementing and funding these open borders. Now, when the terrorist attack happens, I mean, you've been around this business long enough to know that these individuals in Washington, they're going to blame guys like you. They're going to blame guys like the Border Patrol and not their backward policies. When the terrorist attack does happen And again, the FBI is saying it's imminent. When the terrorist attack does happen, who is to blame for the U.S. border not being secure?
Honestly, that's a fantastic question. You're not going to like my answer. I think the ignorance of a lot of individuals within our own country is to blame, to include some people that haven't been paying attention. I talk to people all the time and I say, hey, this is going on here, this is going on there. And they say, I don't even bother to watch the news. I don't even care about this. And they get their information off of just one or two people within social media. And I think that's the people to blame, because at the end, these individuals that are put in office, they're voted on by the American public. We need to realize that, you know. And I think that's, you know, it's a wide brush to paint on who individuals are to blame. But I think there's a lot of folks that we do that are to blame when something happens, to include ourselves within the media as well. You know, sometimes we don't do a fantastic job. We have individuals that have been leaders within this agency. And you said it. Look, the laws have been there for a long, long time, by design or not by design, but they've been there for a long time. No one's changed the laws. And at the same time, we have a lot of individuals in leadership positions that when they retire, they decide to be vocal. And all of a sudden, we're quick to make them heroes, and they're not. They're as part of the problem as anyone else. Individuals like the National Border Patrol Council, myself included, we've been speaking about this for a long time. We haven't waited for retirement to say there's a problem.
Amen. Ardo Cueto, thank you very much, man, for the service to the country and the frank conversation. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You guys have a fantastic day.
That's going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, kids. Visit a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com. All the efforts to keep this state safe can be tracked there as we are defending ourselves against enemies, both foreign and domestic, sitting in the Oval Office and in areas inside of our own federal government. And visit ChrisSalcedo.com. There you can track down the Chris Salcedo shows and all of our social media hookups. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
The word is out. Epic Central is more than a good time. It's a cliff-hanging, wave-slaying, waterfront dining, Vegas-style fountain show shining, pickleball playing, overnight staying, thrilling, filling, chilling, epic good time. Check out DFW's newest entertainment district off Highway 161 in Grand Prairie, or plan your escape at epiccentral.com. Epic Central, all together epic.